זאת אומרת, אנחנו נצטרך לעשות כל מה שאפשר.
Meaning, we'll have to do everything in our power to advance with our eyes shut. And of course, we will not succeed in that because our will to receive, our ego, was created in us by the Creator. So that we would not succeed, but specifically because we want and we fail. Reluctantly, we turn to the Creator and we demand of Him, we ask of Him, and by that we advance. The Creator has given us an opportunity to go in faith above reason, meaning in quality of bestowal.
Аш вот в этом примере пишет, что не хватает.
In this example, Абаш writes that $1 is missing. That's clear, you can justify it. But what if the difference in the work is, say, of $100 or $500, or it's completely empty?
Yeah. But if they tell you that they gave you $1,000 and they hand you an envelope and you open it and there's only $1 in it, or it's totally empty, this is the size of faith, of your faith above reason. That you possess. That's how you check it.
But if the difference in the work in the 10, if there's $1 or $500 or the envelope is empty, is there a difference in the work in the 10?
Of course. It depends on the size of the friends, the height of the friends in my eyes, how much I believe them. And I don't believe my own eyes. I can follow them with my eyes shut. We read all those sentences, but didn't pay attention. What does the wisdom of Kabbalah say to a person who wants to enter the spiritual world? It says to walk with your eyes shut, as if you're walking with your eyes open, but not with your eyes. No, those are the Creator's eyes. He's giving you the eyesight. He's upgrading your eyesight every time.
Бокер тов, Раф. А что делать, если я в знании обнаруживаю, что в конверте денег больше, чем...
Good morning, Raf. What do I do if I discover in reason, within reason, that there is more money in the envelope than there was in the beginning? Because the reason is willing to stay in this discrepancy when it's that, when that is the case.
Same, doesn't matter. Have more or less there, it doesn't matter. Nevertheless, you work against your ego. The important thing for you is to accept the reason of the upper one. More money, less money, or no money at all, doesn't matter that much. Because your goal is...
What are we counting between us in the tens? Say, like in parallel to those $1,000.
You count what you received, what you have. And even when you have nothing, you have to believe the upper one who says you have everything. And behave accordingly. Live accordingly.
Can we say that now we are recounting the avod between us, our connection with the Creator? Regardless of what our eyes see, we still try to feel the connection with the Creator?
Yes. That's how we do it. We have to be happy by the fact that each time we are confused, they have eyes but cannot see, ears but cannot hear, and we can acquire the ears and the eyes of the upper one, and in this way to upgrade ourselves each time.
New York one.
The test is done within reason, no? So how is it faith above reason when the test is within reason? What's the indication that when I see something within reason, I can say that I'm going above reason?
Of
course, I have no way to check myself except using a judge who has only what his eyes show him. So I, as the judge, am checking according to my vision, where am I, what do I have, and so on and so forth. After checking, now I make a decision. I remain on my level, or I rise to the degree of the upper one. And then I have to be adhered to the upper one. The upper one is whole, and I also have to be whole. And I have to feel myself this way. But you're not whole. You don't receive. You don't see what you have. You have maybe only $1 in the envelope. What about the remaining $999 that you deserve, according to your reason? I accept it according to the reason of the upper one. Based on what? Because I want to be adhered to the upper one. To go according to the mind, the reason of the upper one. But was that your...
do my inner work, go to the center of the tent, because I feel a barrier between me and my friend. Thank you.
Don't get into the friend's business, what he's doing, his calculations. You should make your own calculations. Don't criticize the other, because you're not seeing the other, you're seeing yourself only. So work on yourself. With the friends, you are allowed only to pray. Pray that the Creator will help them. Nothing more.
Moscow one. Лошоним.
Маша.
Кен.
Доброе утро. У меня такой вопрос. Вот этот...
Good morning. My question is this. The example of Rabash, can it be implemented with relation to the Creator when you make efforts? But when you measure what you received, you see that you got less greatness of the goal compared to the effort you think you made. Can you cover it? Can you compensate for it with faith?
We should always do it this way. That what we receive from the Creator, we receive in wholeness. Regardless of my state, I need to see it as a complete whole state. Because each and every state I get from above, and that's in addition to what I'm feeling in my body, according to my corporeal intellect. Mind. So I'm always in two worlds. In our world, I exist in what I feel with my corporeal mind and feeling, and in the spiritual world, I need to be in wholeness in my spiritual mind and feeling, because I'm always in adhesion with the Creator there. Although I may not feel this adhesion in practice yet, and if I behave this way and I'm patient, I'm not running away, I'm establishing these 2 degrees, I try to live in them at least for a few hours a day, and gradually I come to a state where I have spiritual eyesight, and I see how the spiritual world is organized, how it behaves, and I reach the upper degree. Together with that, I continue to live in my body, in this world, I communicate with other people here, and together with that I can also be with my friends on a higher degree and have spiritual. Here, they give us another facet of this, because I might be in a state where I feel bad. I cannot justify my state, that it's coming to me from the Creator, but I feel bad. I have to say that I accept any state, or each and every state that comes to me is coming from the Creator, because there is none else besides Him. And that's why I accept each and every state as whole, perfect. And if I feel in my perception, my feeling, my understanding, this is not good, it's a sign that I have to correct my vessels of reception, my receiving vessels, and then everything will be inverted for me. And then I will reach the world of truth. Of course, I need to reach a state where what we believe and what we feel will be the same. That is a sign that we've reached the degree. And then you rise to an even higher degree in faith above reason, since they have eyes but cannot see. We rise to it again, and we again acquire a new eyesight, and this way we go more and more in each and every degree.
Again, exit number 24. We must believe in the sages who tell us that all our work, however we work, if the person attributes the work to the Creator, even if it is in utter lowliness, the Creator enjoys it. The person should be happy that he can do things while in a state of lowliness. The person should tell himself that he enjoys this work, which is entirely above reason. Reasonably thinking, this work is not considered work, meaning an important act that the Creator enjoys. Yet he believes in the sages who told us that the Creator does enjoy. But this is above reason.
The Creator is whole, and each and every state we're in is considered whole. In His eyes, nothing changes for Him. I, the Lord, change not. And so we have to understand that the states that we're going through throughout our entire life, from the states that are considered the best in our eyes to those that are considered the darkest, all those states are whole for the Creator. They're all one wholeness. And so nothing changes about him, nothing changes relative to him. If we can come to such a state, it means that we've reached the end of correction. Hence, our entire work is only to see in each state as much as possible, see our state as whole, as perfect in faith above reason. And of course, when we advance more and more, we see within reason our states becoming worse and worse, because we see the gap between Malchut and Keter. Malchut and Keter. And then the extent we have more and more darkness in Malchut, there's more and more light in Keter. That's why it depends on what do we adhere to. If we adhere to Malchut, our will to receive, we feel ourselves worse off each time. More flawed, more at a loss. Whereas if we adhere to Keter, to the Creator, we see ourselves each time as connected, as adhered in the upper force more and more. And that's
paid.
Our faith in our work and faith above reason should be out of our desire to be adhered to the upper one. Then we look at that game as a means for adhesion with the Creator, with the upper one. Maktub.
Микрофон, Юра.
Да, да, я включил. Здравствуйте, Раф. Вот у меня такого
вопроса.
Вот когда говорится о вере в высшее знание, кажется, что это произвольное.
When we're talking about faith above reason, it seems that this is a free action.
Спасибо.
That when you have this quality, so where does it come from inside a person?
Faith above reason comes to us from above. From above. And they give you a special game. Just like what exists in this world is all depicted in you. You've learned about it. You heard about perception of reality. The perception of reality is that we imagine as this world. We imagine a great big world before our eyes, full of galaxies and spaces, huge cosmos, everything. Also, we see planet Earth, people, full of things. Kabbalists explain to us, and we will see it ourselves soon enough, specifically through these exercises in faith above reason. So Kabbalists explain to us that this all transpires in us, inside of us. I see many people, but there are no other people. Only I exist, and what takes place inside of me, as if in a dream, where we feel different actions, different events that are taking place. All of it is happening inside of me, and I feel all of reality, the whole world. You can say, you can check, are you asleep or not? Well, you know, pinch yourself. No, it's not going to do you any good. You accept your reality, the one that's in you, and it appears to you is happening on the outside, but it's all happening inside of you, inside your brain and your feelings and everything that's happening, this great big world and multitudes of people and everything. All of it is in your soul. And this is what you see, nothing more. Now the question is, how can I see it differently? So they explain to you how you can see it. Now you can start ascending in the perception of your soul, where you see this world, to higher, more exalted perceptions, which is through faith above reason. That's how you upgrade yourself each and every time, more and more. That's how you climb. With such actions, you can climb and advance. Therefore, through faith above reason, we change our reality. We begin to see the true reality, that all of reality is inside of us, not outside. And if we acquire faith greater than my current reason, then by that we're upgrading our perception, our description, and that's how we advance.
After we've learned for quite a while about faith above reason, how can we use it in order to have results in the 10, like love of friends or connection?
That's exactly going with faith above reason, that you don't think that you are feeling love towards the friends. On the contrary, you want to kill each other, and you're working on each other to love each other. You see how everything revolves around this principle. Everything we talked about suddenly begins to be connected together.
So basically, in the vessels, in the kelim of the upper, the 10 is perfect, it's whole, and everyone is connected, and whatever appears in reason is not so, and this is the gap we have to rise above?
Right. And I keep this contradiction, this paradox, that I can't combine, merge this with that. It's the distance between Bina and Malchut. I can't bring them together. It's the difference between the Creator and the created being that has been made in me. And then I adhere to the Creator as opposed to how much I adhere to my own, to myself, to my animal.
One more question. We have one friend who is ill. What prayer, with respect to what we're talking now, and faith above reason, what should we pray and ask for as a group?
I don't understand. You see he's sick, you understand he needs to healing, he needs health. Where does it come from? The Creator. Perhaps through all kinds of other means, doctors, other things. But pray to the Creator for his health in an ordinary way you understand. The Creator doesn't hear your words, whether it's more or less beautiful words. He feels the heart of the person, how much you're focused on the patient and the Creator. You have to unite your hearts in the group to be one heart, to feel the patient, the sick person, and the Creator, and that in your common heart it comes together. And that's the path.
You told us about this famous example when the teacher told the student to take the money out of his pocket, and he did it. And he didn't count here. He didn't make any calculation. He just put his hand in the pocket and took out the money. So how can we do that in our work? How can we explain this example regarding our work in the tent?
This is called faith above reason. He knew he had nothing in his pocket. He knew it. Right? But when the teacher told him, the spiritual teacher told him, take money out of your pocket, he had no doubt that there had to be the money there that the teacher says. Because it's a different level of reality. So he puts his hand into his pocket and takes it out of the pocket. We are forbidden to judge the spiritual world from the degree of this world, or to judge this world from the degree of the upper world. Just like how we are with children. You want to understand why a child cries, what's happening to it, to him. You have to go down to his level, and then you'll understand what he feels, what he sees, and why he cries. You can't understand it from your degree. You only see a certain phenomenon. So the wisdom of Kabbalah is that we dress into the upper state, and then we discover it and we feel where we get all the instructions from, which we are operated by.
Ну вот и сейчас есть такое ощущение, что вы тоже нам говорите про этот золотой, про это духовное.
Even now there is this feeling as you're telling us about this gold, this coin, with respect to the spiritual state ahead of us. How can we clothe in it in order to follow you in the best possible way and to take this money out of our common pocket?
Go ahead, take it. You're in the final correction, you know that? You are found in the final correction. The true state is the final correction. And it's immediately created only towards us so that we feel it, so that we know how to come to it with all of the right deficiencies. That's why we are in different states. But we are in the perfect state already. So put your hand in the pocket and take the final correction out of it.
Reveal to us, please, what was that work of that student at the moment? Was it a request of not seeing and then immediately seeing this degree?
He doesn't see Vlad, he doesn't want to see, he doesn't care. He only cares about following the order of the teacher. The teacher is a guide, shows the path. There's no teaching in spirituality, he shows you the path. And so, whatever he tells you, you have to follow him with closed eyes.
So, two students, Yaniv C. and from Moscow. This story was also sent. So, it's from Martin Buber's Oraganuz. Rabbi David Lakis, the student of Baal Shem Tov, asked the Hasids of his son-in-law, Rabbi Motel from Chernobyl, do you believe your rabbi in complete faith? They were silent, because who would dare say that he has complete faith? Well, I wish to tell you what faith is, Rabbi David continued. In one of the Saturdays, we had the third meal with the Baal Shem Tov, as was usual, until late at night. Later, we blessed the food we ate, and immediately we prayed Ma'ariv prayer, and we said Havdalah, and immediately we sat to to eat the Melave Malka meal. And we were all very poor. We didn't have a penny. Moreover, on Saturday. Although this was the case, when Habal Shem Tov told me after the meal, David, give us money for honey water, I placed my hand in my pocket, even though I knew I had nothing, and I took a gold coin out of it, and I gave them the coin to buy honey water.
Vlad, keep going. We don't hear you.
Dear teacher, you're telling us that we're in the final correction. In other words, that this gold coin exists. And I want to follow you wholeheartedly, and I always want to do whatever you're saying without any doubt. Still, there's a gap, there's a distance. I don't see the final correction. So where's my work?
You cannot see it. You can't see it, Vlad. You're not able to see it. You need to have the eyes of faith. What you see right now is through the eyes of reason, meaning what you have now. That's called reason. That too is false, what you're seeing, because it's all not outside of you, but it's inside of you. Now, we want to start changing inside of us, start upgrading our inner vision in a way that we begin to see, to feel more and more our inner reality. There is nothing outside. We are the whole of reality. The Kli. What happens in the Kli happens. That's it. So for that, we need to start changing. And our inner changes is what the wisdom of Kabbalah talks about. It's the wisdom of perception. It's the wisdom of how to receive the final correction. We are in the final correction. The final correction fulfills us, fills us up, but we have to get closer to it in our vision.
All right, so I want to clarify my question. How can I now clothe on you, in you, so that in these spectacles of faith above reason, I can reach the state you're talking about?
You can't. It's only by faith above reason. That's how you can dress into your further, more advanced states.
But for us, clothing within faith above reason, how can we do that now in the 10?
First, connect with the 10. If you were already connected in the 10, you were already attain the spiritual degree. If you can give up your ego on the first degree, you're already included in the friends. And the friends, to you, you will see them as corrected. You don't see it now, but you will.